daily shenanigans, exposes our excess taxes, and explains how we can get to real community safety. Herb will challenge your legislators to repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. Herd's Louisiana Live is coming in hot every day at 4 p.m. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick. I'm excited about my new show on WGSO 990 AM, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m. There are a lot of things going on in this country and in this city that are concerning. I'm your voice. You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform, noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The bill that was passed in the Senate Thursday to suspend the debt ceiling and cap federal discretionary spending over the next 2 years is set to be signed today by President Biden. In a primetime speech from the Oval Office last night, he praised the bipartisan deal, commending Speaker McCarthy and other congressional leaders in getting a deal done.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
It averts a default just days before the Monday deadline. America is still facing credit problems even with the debt ceiling issue behind us.
Despite Congress passing a bill to suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, America's credit rating remains at risk. Fitch Ratings, a credit ratings agency, has kept the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list and intends to decide on a possible downgrade by September's end. Fitch expressed concerns about recurrent political conflicts over the debt limit and last-minute suspensions, as a downgrade would increase the government's borrowing expenses. I'm John Schaefer.
Rescuers are searching for survivors of a train crash in India that killed nearly 300 people and injured more than 1,000. Many are still believed to be trapped in the wreckage. An official said they are, quote, not very hopeful of finding anyone alive. Two passenger trains collided with a freight train yesterday. The cause of the crash is unclear. Searchers are working to clear debris from an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa that collapsed last weekend. Three people still remain unaccounted for. The first named storm of the year has formed in the Gulf of Mexico.
However, it is not expected to last long and is no direct threat to the U.S. The National Hurricane Center found Arlene had tropical storm force winds, allowing for it to be upgraded from a depression. Arlene is expected to keep moving south. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch for parts of South Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Texas becomes the latest state to ban gender-affirming care for minors after Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law yesterday. It bans health care providers from prescribing hormones or puberty blockers to minors or doing surgeries that help with gender transition. There are some exceptions, though. The law will take effect on September 1st. Texas joins 18 other states in various bans. More troops are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the latest Republican state leader to announce she's sending National Guard troops to the Texas border with Mexico. The governor's office is reporting 80 guardsmen will assist with surveillance and reconnaissance efforts, along with increased detection and tracking. I'm Lance Pry.
Churchill Downs is suspending racing operations after 12 horses have died as a result of injuries in the past month. There has been no single factor identified as a potential cause for the deaths. Apple may unveil its most ambitious new hardware product in years.
Apple expected to introduce a mixed reality headset that offers both virtual reality and augmented reality. That's a technology that overlays virtual images on live video of the real world. The highly anticipated release of an AR/VR headset would be Apple's biggest hardware product launch since the debut of the Apple Watch in 2015. I'm Corey Myers.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM, where we can be open and honest about real-life issues such as disability, mental health, and everyday life. Now, let's have a real conversation with WGSO host Ron Richardson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, New Orleans. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson. I'm your host, Ron Richardson, and we are back for another hot, hot episode of the show. And I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's tuned in each and every week and supported Conversations with Ron Richardson and everything that I do. I'm really grateful. And I am glad to have some good friends of mine, old and new, in the building. I want to introduce right off the bat the Mustang Mafia. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just, you know, a good old Saturday.
All right, step into your mic a little bit, man, because I'm trying to hear you.
Just a good Saturday, man.
All right, man. So I have my main man, Mr. Brian Falcon, in the building.
What's up? What's going on?
How you doing, bro?
Good.
And I have Mr. Christian Franco.
Hey, man, what's going on?
And Bert is on the phone with us. How you doing, man?
Yes, sir. I'm doing great, man.
And we have another member also, Mr. Jonquil Rose. He's not here with us, am I right? All right. So I want to start off by talking about exactly with what the Mustang Mafia does and how you guys got started.
We got started, it was two brothers.
All right, come into your mic, man.
It was two brothers, Bert and Jonquil,
right,
together with a couple other guys and decided they wanted to do a car club, and everybody drove Mustangs, and they pretty much wanted to set New Orleans area on fire, and pretty much from then on out, we pretty much have. So we do things all over New Orleans area. We do all kinds of backpack giveaways, mm-hmm, every year for the schools in August. We do food drives, clothes and food drives for, you know, the needy, like the New Orleans shelter, mm-hmm, homeless shelter. We did one year with a couple other clubs. Thanksgiving, we give families. We went to Thibodeau last year, mm-hmm, and gave 10 families a complete Thanksgiving dinner. All they had to do was prepare it themselves. We dropped it. We filled all our trunks up, pulled up at their house, and emptied our trunks right there on their front lawn.
So at the core, you guys are a nonprofit organization, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. So, like, Mustang Mafia. Now, when you hear the word mafia, you automatically think of something negative, but this is not the case, right?
Right.
So why don't you guys elaborate on that a little bit more and tell my listeners, you know, that whole concept.
The way I put it is, okay. You know, New Orleans is quietly known for having mafia back in the day.
Right.
But one thing that I personally think mafia is more, the word mafia is, back in the day was robbing from the rich and giving to the poor.
Yeah.
You know, so, and in today's world, we're not robbing. We are pretty much taking all of our riches that we already have on us and giving back to the community. And everybody who drives, we have over 200 members in our group, and in our car group, the Mustang Mafia itself, we have, 70, 80 guys?
Yeah.
Yes. And we all drive these powerful cars, and it's definitely when you're walking down the street, you see us pass by, you definitely turn heads. No, even if it's one of us, two of us, or 20 of us all together. But what we're doing is just, you know, spreading love and spreading wealth around a city and for people who need it.
I think people get confused about that a lot too, because we come in with all of our cars and they think we're just this car group. And that was always something we started off in the beginning. It's not just about fast cars or nice cars.
Right.
It's about giving back to our community. You know, I came from somewhere where I didn't have anything, and coming up, I always wanted to make sure I gave back. You know, and that was installed in me at a young age, and finding this group and, you know, joining this group. Just a group of us doing that, that's pretty nice.
Okay, so Christian, when did you join?
I joined in 2017. And actually, I got my car in 2017, and a buddy of mine reached out to me. Hey, you want to join this Mustang group? I said, yeah, sure.
So I want to ask Bert, what does it take for the average Joe to become a member of the Mustang Mafia?
So I get asked that question a lot, and the one thing that I always tell people is I tell them you need to have a Mustang first off, right? Because some people think, hey, well, I can have any kind of car, and we ride with all kind of guys, but you know you got to have a Mustang. We ask that you try to keep it as clean as possible, but the biggest thing about Mustang Mafia is not really about the cars. It's about the person that's driving the car. It's about the human being that's inside, right? We ask the guys to be a part of our positive giving. We ask the guys to be a part of, you know, just treating each other with respect and spreading our message, you know. So we ask the guys to act like brothers. And if you can act like a brother around us, and when you're not around us, then we'll treat you like a brother and make you a brother.
Okay. Brian, what's your take on that?
I'm going to follow up what Bert said and just give you an idea of how we are, especially in today's times. We range from 18 years old all the way up to 60, 70 years old.
Wow.
We range from all kinds of backgrounds, races, everything. And we all, and when I tell you we all get along, there is not one person that bickers. Now we'll bicker with each other back and forth, ribbing each other,
right.
Talking about how slow, especially the car that I rode in today was pretty slow. but you know, so we
Anthony, come on, bro, like that.
All right. But you know, we rib back and forth, and we have a good time with it, and it's like Bert said, it's a brotherhood, and these guys, right. I joined at 16, man, and these guys have just been phenomenal to each other and me ever since.
Right, and to give a little background on, you know, our relationship, Brian, we actually met through two mutual friends.
Yes.
Joey Falgood and his son, I call him Chopsley. I used to work with Chopsley a while back during my early days of radio. He knows who he is, and you and I constantly bicker back and forward too.
Oh, yeah.
On social networking, because I'm trying to get you in the ring one day.
Yeah. Well, Minotaur's retired.
Yeah, so. Man. Yeah. We're going to touch on that too. So, Anthony, when did you join the Mustang Mafia?
First started going around about 2018. Mm-hmm. Got stamped, I think it was 2020. And it's been a hell of a ride.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. One thing about it that they kind of make it known, it doesn't necessarily take your money to get in there.
like they said, it's about the person and about you actually, you know, contributing your time, your effort. You know, as of course we need money. Any organization that tries to help others needs money, but your time is most important.
Right, time and effort, man, and that's what you don't see in the community anymore is people putting in the time and effort to do, you know, different things with kids and, you know, even with the elderly, man.
Right.
You know, so you got to keep it going and, you know, you just got to remain positive. And you know what? We coming up on a break, so we're going to get this music started. And this is Conversations with Ron Richardson on 990 WGSO. Well, WGSO 998, excuse me. I got tongue-tied, and WGSO.com. I got the Mustang Mafia in the building. We'll be right back after this, all right?
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM every Saturday morning for another great season of In the Paint, where we talk in-depth about the New Orleans Pelicans and some college basketball, including the LSU Fighting Tigers, Tulane Green Wave, and the University of New Orleans Privateers.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower, don't anything. We'll do it on the air, don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturday.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B. are are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to find out more information about Conversations with Ron Richardson, everything that's going on my show, you can find me on Facebook. Just search for Ron Richardson on Facebook, or you can also find me on Instagram. Just search for not Conversations with Ron Richardson, but Ronald_Richardson_Jr. My whole government name is out there, so you guys can find me, and we can find out what's going on with yours truly. So we are back with the Mustang Mafia. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
We're doing good.
All right. And we got my man Bert Rose on the phone with us also. You still hanging with me, man?
Yes, sir. Excited to be here.
All right. So one of you guys brought up this technique that you use when joining or becoming a member of Mustang Mafia, and it's called getting stamps. So, Bert, being that you're the founder, I want you to elaborate on what getting stamped exactly is.
Okay. So originally when we first started the group, the first 6 months, we basically had a group chat where we had all of the guys that we knew that had Mustangs in the group chat, right? Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of good guys, and then we noticed we were starting to get some guys we didn't really know if we wanted them to be complete members. So the guys that we considered to be our leaders said, you know what, let's try to find a way to separate the two people that we know we trust, and then a way we can say, okay, these guys aren't trusted yet, but we're going to give them a shot. So we separated the two groups. And we called the guys who were trusted the staff members. Basically, we let them have our logo and put it on their car. So if you ever see a Mustang Mafia car and they have a logo on the front, but they don't have the logo on the back, that means that person has not been inducted, hasn't been voted in our group. They haven't been stamped. But the day that we say, you know what, and each one of the guys sitting in your office right now has been stamped, there's been a special day when we say, you know what, we're going to, you know, do like a ceremony and give him his decals and say, hey, we trust you now with our name on your car.
All right. So, Bert, I want to ask you this. You know, getting stamped, like, how long does that process take?
There's no time limit. It mm-hmm. depends on the person and how much time and effort he puts into trying to get into the group. So we have people who have been in the group for years and haven't been stamped yet. Mm-hmm. We have guys who've been around for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. But you can tell the character of that person and the amount of time and the effort that they put into this group, and you can get stamped in 6 months.
So what are some, well, there's no time limit or really no requirement, but what are some examples that you could give me a person getting stamped?
So let's say we meet a guy, and let's just say, okay, we're going to call it April 1st. We can meet a guy on April 1st. Let's say we got a car show going on. He may walk up and introduce himself and say, hey, bro, I got a Mustang. I'd like to ride with y'all, right? That day, he can purchase that front sticker for his car, right? That's pretty much the only thing we'll sell him is the logo that goes on the front of your car. And he may, you know, come to our backyard barbecues. He may come to a few car shows. It may take a few months, you know. But let's say every time we go feed the homeless or every time we donate to, you know, the homeless, or if we go and visit a, you know, whatever, something that's a positive event, and he shows up and he's putting his hand on things and he's moving things and he's really involved, mm-hmm. you know, the staff guys notice that. And in our staff group, probably, we say, you know what, bro, did y'all notice Chad or did y'all notice, you know, Devin, how hard he was working? But we gotta have people like that in our group. And at that time, if that's 3 months or whether it's 6 months, we'll say, you know what, hey, just in our private staff group, let's have a vote and see if everybody else feel the same way we do about whoever that guy is. And if everybody says yes, we set a date and we say, you know what, on December 1st or October 1st, we're going to stamp Devin and give him his decals and tell him how proud we are of him and welcome him in to our stamp group.
Now, they don't – that's not something that you guys discuss openly. That's something that you guys discuss –
very private. Very private.
Okay. So, yeah.
Now, I think sometimes they get a little wind of it, you know, here and there, but we try to keep it a secret because we really want to surprise the
you know, to them. I think you feel the effect of it when it's a surprise. If you feel it coming, you feel it coming, you hear it coming, you hear it coming, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But if somebody hits you with, hey, bro, we've been noticing you and you've been doing a great job, we want you in our family, I think it has more of an effect on them.
So any one of you guys want to expound on that? Like, what was your stamping experience like?
I can tell you right now, okay, I started in August with my car. And the first event I went to was at El Paso with another car group called Mopar Mafia. Mm-hmm. And they were holding their own car show at El Paso. And Bert wanted us to we always say it's a competition. Right. Who can bring the most cars?
Right.
So let's outshine them at their own show. And when I tell you 30 Mustangs showed up in Oakwood's parking lot, they did. And we, 30 of us, went to El Paso. Bert was already there. When Bert, the look on Bert's face, that is the first time I ever met. I met Bert a long time ago before, but first time I met Bert as, you know, with Mustang Mafia. And that was my first day riding with the guys. And I just fell in love with that. We're having a good time that day. We had a phenomenal time. And to be like a stamp member, you got to realize if I call Bert at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, dude, I'm on the side of the road. You could guarantee you that five Mustangs will pull up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get you off the interstate.
Oh, yeah,
no so doubt. It's really a brotherhood, right?
It is. Yes. It really is.
Really 100% a brotherhood.
Right.
It don't matter what I got going on. If Brian need me or if somebody with a decal on the back of their car call me or text me or whatever, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and I'm going to help my brother because they really are my brothers.
And, you know, I just want to shout out Brian, man, because when I first met you, you know, I explained to my situation because you was like, man, why don't you come out to the show? And when I say you this dude, you literally was like, you know what, bro, I'm going to come get you and we going to hang. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So I know that about this brother. That's real, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, how many members outside of New Orleans are involved?
We have two other chapters. We have Baton Rouge guys that are running pretty deep. I don't know exactly how many they have, but there's a 225 chapter.
Okay.
And there's a North Carolina chapter. North Carolina chapter rides deep too. They when I tell you they ride deep, North Carolina is not New Orleans. Mm-hmm. North Carolina, there's nothing to do. In New Orleans, we always got something going on.
Right.
North Carolina is full of cars. And we took a ride out there a couple years ago, and man, we saw what they were about. And the North Carolina chapters, they're wonderful as us. They strong, just as strong as us.
So, do you guys ever connect?
We have been trying to. Three of us went up there last time: Bert, myself, and another member named we call him Bacon. Mm-hmm. We went up there and did a thing where they revealed the Mustang Mafia. Mustang,
yeah.
Okay.
With our decals all over it and everything, and we went up there for that. That was a good time. We had a blast. But we always talk about trying to meet somewhere in the middle, or they all try to say, "Hey, we want to come down to New Orleans one time." So we're still trying to get together, and have one big huge party, which would set us off. Really, it would be phenomenal.
That is impressive, man. I just want to say once again, thank you guys for doing this with me, but I do want to ask, we got about a minute, who has the cleanest Mustang?
I'll take that one. You know, that's me all day.
I don't know. I think Troy or...
Yeah, Troy.
All
right. Troy or Josh.
I drive mine, so it stays dirty.
Oh, so y'all just gonna forget about my boy and LJ with the wrist.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna say Aaron. Aaron.
Hey, come on, man.
Aaron.
We got to go to break. I'm going to put y'all on hold, and we're going to finish this conversation. This is Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO 990 AM. We can also be heard on the World Wide Web at WGSO.com, and we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. La, da, 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 da.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Will another Democrat enter the governor's race? Speculation runs high. Orleans Parish DA Jason Williams will enter the race. Political consultant Mary Patricia Ray says the state Dem Party supports Sean Wilson, but it's all about polling.
We're going to want to watch those numbers closely, especially over the next 6 months. You know, right after qualifying, I'm going to be really interested to see where those numbers go.
Williams' distaste for Attorney General Jeff Landry could be the reason he gets into the race. Landry has pointed the finger at DAs for not doing enough to curb crime. Williams says Landry has been absent in the fight. LSU's ace pitcher Paul Skenes delivered another dominating performance yesterday as the Tigers topped Tulane 7-2 to open up play in the Baton Rouge Regional. Skenes struck out 12 and earned the complete game victory.
I think to be able to go that deep into a game really speaks to just executing pitches, and did a lot better job this week than last week of executing my pitches.
LSU will face Oregon State tonight. Nichols and the Raging Cajuns face elimination games today. LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately, then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk, gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And I am back with the Mustang Mafia on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. This is Conversations with Ryan Richardson, man. And let me tell you, we are having major fun in the studio behind the scenes with these guys. They have me laughing and I'm just having a good time, man. And I, like I said, I've said this since the beginning of the show. I'm glad you guys are here.
Yes, sir. It's amazing.
All right. So, as many of my listeners know, I'm a disability advocate because I have cerebral palsy. And that's what the show mainly focuses on. And I want to touch on my favorite topic, which is going to bring me to this question. Mustang Mafia, you do a lot of things in the community. And you do a lot of things for people outside of the community, different things like that. But what do you do when it comes to the differently abled and disabled community? And I'm going to throw it over to my main man, Franco, because he has something that he wanted to say about that.
Man, we don't look at nobody different, man. We want to make sure everybody still feels as if they're cared about. They're important because they are. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had a close family friend of mine going through something. He has a really rare disease, and he would never be able to speak or talk. When I seen my aunt post that, I reached out to her and I asked her, what can we do to help? You know, let me do a car show. Let me throw an event for you and see what we could do, because his time limit was small, man. We weren't sure how long he had or if he had time at all. Mm-hmm. And there was only one doctor that actually professioned in the disability that he had, and it was in Philadelphia. So I reached out to these guys. I was already part of this group, and I asked them, I was like, hey man, this is what's going on, can we do a car show? And instantly they're like, hey, let's do it, you know, tell me what we need to do, how are we going to get together and do this. So we threw a car show for JC and we threw a car show for him and raised him and his family enough money to fly out to Philadelphia and go start his treatment to get care.
So we were talking during the break, and the guys were kind of jabbing you, and they said that it took you a minute to get the car show together. So break that down for us, man. Elaborate.
So usually when we do car shows, we try to plan it in advance. Mm-hmm. You know, we have one coming up in August, and we're already trying to get that one in motion. This was a really small time frame. This was two weeks trying to find location, a place to let us do it, a place to let us use their, you know, the parking lot, bring cars. Can we bring food? Can we not have bring food? If we bring people, you know, we'll bring them to y'all's restaurant. You know, it was definitely a battle and trying to find a place. And if it wasn't for the help that I had with these guys, though, I can't say I did it alone, because I didn't. These guys were there every step. Bert actually met me and my wife at the parking lot at the location that we did it. And we had to go actually around the surrounding neighbors, all the business. Hey, is it okay if we park our cars here? And they're, oh, yeah, no, yeah, you know. And we kind of just made it work out. Actually, that morning I went there and just roped everything off and just claimed it as mine.
Right. Now, touch on my boy Brian. I don't know if my listeners know, but he is a professional wrestler. And let me tell you how strong these guys' brotherhood is. You know, you had a gimmick with a wrestler at a particular time, right?
Yes.
And you know, y'all almost pulled up on him because it looked like somebody was hurt.
Bro, I was going to get that.
You hear Bert?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro,
I was going to get that.
Wow. Yeah,
somebody, we filmed a thing where I got attacked by the guy that I was feuding with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we put a picture of my ankle because I ruptured my Achilles 4 years ago. I ruptured my Achilles and he attacked that injury, and
right.
It was all bloody and bruised up, and we put a picture up online, you know, just to go with the storyline. And Bert calls me. He had everybody already ready to jump in the cars and take care of some business, mafia style.
Yeah, mafia style.
Okay.
So I had to calm him down and say, "Look, it's part of the storyline. Calm down. We good. Everything's good."
Yeah, man. And I would imagine. I'm going to just throw this out there. I guess I'm a part of the extended family now, right?
Of course.
Of course.
Yes, sir.
Even though I don't drive a Mustang, but, you know.
We got some guys who came in with Mustangs and became part of the family. And now, you know, certain circumstances, they had to.
They started having families, you know.
Yeah, they started having families, so they had to part away with their Mustang. And we've got guys that are still family that don't have a Mustang, but once you stamp, you part of the family.
So it's a life thing.
Yeah.
So do you guys have any like apparel that you sell, like jackets or anything?
Well, at the shows, we'll have we have T-shirts and we have stickers that we sell of one of our many emblems that we have. We have stickers that we'll sell off and T-shirts that kind of brings in some of the money for us too that we usually have on a website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to ask you, man. You know, you have car clubs. Motorbike clubs, what do you feel separates you from any other nonprofit organization out there? Let Bert answer.
Okay,
Bert.
Let me do this one. So let me tell you exactly how Mustang Mafia first originated. Me and my little brother, John Cale, we both ended up having Mustangs, and we tried to go join up with one of the other clubs in the city, and they were our Mustang club. And we called ourselves saying, you know what, let's join up with them. But when we got to their meetup and I talked to some of their members, you know, I was asking them, like, hey, bro, what do y'all do? Like, what's y'all thing? Like, what are y'all into? Mm-hmm. And all of the members told me the same thing. They was like, we don't do nothing, but we wash our cars and we have barbecues. And I just felt like when you have that many cars with that many people, that's like a superpower. That's like a,
right.
You know, you have that many people in one group, that's a power. You got to do something with it. And they weren't doing anything with it. And I noticed there's a lot of car clubs that years ago they were just going to the, you know, to car shows and just sitting there looking at their own cars. And I felt like I wanted to do something more. So we started our own group. And I have noticed in the last few years a lot of other car clubs and other groups are starting to get more into helping the community because they notice that they have just as much power as we do when they all come together. So we're definitely more about helping and inspiring and, you know, doing whatever we can do to help other people more than just being, you know, about our cars.
Okay, so let's throw in some statistics. Like, well, not statistics, but how has, or what changes have you seen in the community since the Mustang Mafia has been established?
I don't want to say I've definitely seen changes in the community, like the city,
mm-hmm.
but I have definitely seen changes in the other car clubs. You know, like I say, other car clubs, man, as far as I can remember, it was always just, it's all about us. You know, even when we first started our car club, you know, all the car clubs were all separated. They all did their own thing on their own side of the city, and I've never seen the car community come together as clubs. And we started a car show. We started a car cruise called the Lakefront Shutdown. And what that was meant to do was bring all of the clubs together. Let's go take one big ride and let's let everybody get to meet each other and understand that, bro, if we are a club and we have a power, and you're a club and you have a power, and there's another club and they have strength in numbers, just imagine how strong we can be if we all come together. So I believe that Mustang Mafia is definitely the car club in the New Orleans area that is bringing the clubs together and not letting everything just be separate all the time.
All right. So upcoming events and different things like that, we're going to throw it and change the subject a little bit. What are some upcoming events y'all have?
You want to tell them about the upcoming events, Anthony?
Yeah, we got our backpack giveaway coming up. That's going to be on August 5th over on the West Bank. It's going to be at Ford of Harvey, formerly known as Don Bone Ford. Got 300 backpacks to give away with school supplies. We're looking to try to make it a nice event. Try to make it a few hours long, where people come out, hang out for a little bit. Last year we had they did face painting, had a snowball trailer, had some music, some prizes to give away. We try to do bigger and better every year.
Right. So do y'all feel that the Mafia is going to get bigger over time?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
We're also reaching out. We got one of our other than the Ford, we got our first sponsor, Electric Expressions over in Kenner. They coming out for us in a big way.
All right, man. I'm gonna mess with you on that. You seem kind of nervous.
Yeah.
I tend to stutter a lot in public speaking.
They gonna be out there tattooing the children.
Right. All right, man. Listen, we got another break coming up. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson. I am having major fun with these guys in the studio today, man. Thank you guys for coming down. This is WGSO 990 AM. We can also be heard on WGSO.com. Hit us up, man, if you want to ask the guys any questions. 504-556-9696. 504-556-9696. We are all over the place today here on Conversations with Ron Richardson. But you know what? It's organized chaos. Right, fellas?
Of course.
Absolutely.
All right, man. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Flooding threatens cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics in an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates. We ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Conversations with Ryan Richardson here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, you can find out more information about Conversations with Ryan Richardson. Just search for the Ryan Richardson or Ryan Rich Facebook page. And you can also find me on Instagram. Just search for Ronald_Richardson_Jr. on Instagram. And I have my crew, my new extended family, the Mustang Mafia, in the building. What's going on, guys?
Just another day in paradise.
Yes, sir.
And we got the owner. I'm going to call him the owner.
President.
The president.
The president, dog. All right. President, Mr. Burt Rose, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm actually in California right now, out of town. Can't wait to get back to the city.
So when you coming back, man?
Man, I'm hoping in the next few weeks. I don't know. My job has me traveling out here, but... I really don't know my return date, but I'm hoping this soon, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Now, what I like about this organization, man, Mustang Mafia, is that you guys are all from different walks of life. You guys have all types of different things going on, careers, families. My man Brian, he has a career, the most unusual career, but I love it. You're a professional wrestler.
Yes, sir.
So tell us how long you've been... Recently retired, I might add, but yeah. Tell us how long you've been in the professional wrestling business.
I've been a professional wrestler around pretty much everywhere for the last 23 years. I've been extras for WWE, ECW, WCW, everybody. I just recently...
Really? WCW?
I've been part of... Wow. Yeah. I've done work with all of them. Yeah.
And, you know, I was a WCW fanatic growing up, man. Yeah.
Now you see, I've been telling stories. Mm-hmm. I got my own YouTube channel. You can look me up as Brian Falcon Minotaur,
right?
And you'll see my logo, my Minotaur logo. And I've been telling stories every Friday, telling stories of my 23 years of running the streets and doing wrestling almost every weekend. I've been doing some funny stories, some good stories. I've told my WWE stories, man.
Right.
And it seems like it's doing pretty good. I'm just trying to get it out there more and let people know the different side of a professional wrestler and what they go through.
Which is what a lot of people don't know. You know, and we're going completely off topic here, but they think wrestling, and I'm speaking from a fan's perspective, they think wrestling is one way and it's really not.
Yeah, everybody's, I've done one of my stories on the F word that we hate as fake, mm-hmm. and it's not as fake as people think it is.
Right.
You know, we're not in the back blowing
up. I watched that one.
We're not sitting in the back blowing the chairs up, you know, like blow up and everything. It's not.
Yeah.
We are really cracking each other. We know what's going on most of the 90% of the time. We know, mm-hmm. you know, we all know each other. We all professionally trained to do what we do. And like I said, I don't like when people use the word fake, especially like with kids.
Right.
Because a lot of parents get out of hand and they tell their kids, you know, why are you watching this? It's so fake. And then little Johnny goes on a playground and DDTs, you know, another kid. And the first thing they want to do is blame wrestling. Well, Dad, you told me it's fake. You know, it's like,
right.
It's not fake. We're professional athletes that know what we're doing.
Yeah, they're trained.
Yes.
And, you know, me and this young man have had the ongoing battle and joke for years that I'm eventually going to get in the ring with him, and I'm going to let him body slam me. And that's how much of a hardcore wrestling fan I am. I will take a bump.
Nice.
I will take a bump, man. So, moving forward, with the Mustang Mafia, what's next for you guys?
Hopefully everything, man. We just mm-hmm. we're trying to get some things back running the way we had it a couple years ago, where we were always getting together and doing different things. And like you said, everybody's got their own a lot of have their families and their other things going on. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to get back, like this backpack giveaway should get us back on track, mm-hmm. and get. It's usually huge every year. 6 years now?
6 years. It's our sixth annual one. I think one of the hardest ones when we did it was we actually did a backpack giveaway during COVID.
And that one was hard to organize too, and we actually were able to make it work. Yeah, it was a drive-through. Rather than people come and park and hang out, you know, it was a drive-through event. That was a little different for us.
Right.
So what happens with the backpack giveaways is we like to fill the tables with all the supplies and let the kids come in and pick what they want to put in their backpack. And during COVID, we had to do it ourselves.
Right.
We put all the stuff in the backpacks and hand them out as they were driving through the service center of the dealership. And we was we all had masks on, they had masks on, and you know, we was giving it, that was one of the, I think it was a lot harder to do that than anything else, even though it seems a little bit easier just to hand it to them, but you don't get to see the smiles and the laughs and everything on these kids' faces whenever they fill in their own bag.
And that was the thing about COVID, man. COVID stopped a lot of things.
It ain't stopping us.
Right.
Yeah, we punched through that one.
Yeah. Right. You know, and like I said, you know, it took us a long time to connect and get together, and we like connected right in the thick of COVID. Right. You, me, and shouts out to my big bro Joey, who's tuned in at home and just texted me and asked me if I was having fun with you guys. Yes, Joey, I am. yeah, man, but COVID, you know, you guys punched through COVID and you kept rolling, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even with what my mom went through with COVID. We even had a parade for my mom coming home from the hospital, and the Mustang Mafia was part of, which was it made my heart bigger than ever for this group. Then if there was nothing else that I can't even explain it. Like if there was anything else that I love this group about, that was one of the main things that really we all just care about each other and all our families and everything. That's what brings us together.
And that's what has made. You know, through my years of knowing you and, you know, now meeting you guys, that has what's made this organization as successful as it has been. Right.
Of course, yeah.
So what's next for you guys? Moving forward.
Just keep growing, you know, keep on trying to reach out and make a difference in the world that we live in, you know, while using our car community as the, you know, the stepping ground of it, the base of it. You know, we want to give back to everybody that, not just that needs it, but just everybody in general. We want to make everybody, you know, appreciate, you know, in these dark times that we're living in, you know, give back. You know, there's always going to be a happy, you know, happier time or a brighter time. But if we can help, you know, bring that to you, that's all that matters to us.
But just like I said, I used to, while I was wrestling, you know, I've done some wrestling shows that, some guys really ask me why I would do these wrestling shows. And my biggest thing is if people went to these shows and the only thing they remembered was the big guy with the black and yellow mask on, then I did my job.
Right.
If that's the only thing they remember, hell, I did a hell of a job of getting in those people's heads. So when people see 30 Mustangs pull up and give out food to somebody, that's, and especially like he said, the dark days that we part of now, everybody needs help. Everybody is going through rough times right now. We have just rough times right now. And for all of us to pull together and they see us doing it, then that might hopefully get other people, you know, to start doing it, start noticing it. And if that's, hey, if you remember 20 Mustangs pulling up and feeding people, then we did a hell of a job.
And that's what I should have touched on at the beginning of the show, man. You know, when you got 30 Mustangs coming at you,
man.
That's intimidating.
It very is. It is.
Not the bad way. Not the bad way. Right.
It's beautiful when you're passing by
people
on the street and you see them taking out their phones, recording just a line of cars, and it's all of us.
Or if you're on the interstate and you see a line of 30 Mustangs and people are just passing by us on the other side of us with their phones out, it's awesome.
All right, man. I want to thank you guys for coming down and doing this interview with me. In closing, anybody you want to shout out? You only got a few seconds left.
I want to shout out my mom and Exclusive Care. Thank you for everything you do. You know, like he said, it's a part of a family, and she comes in and does everything she needs to for our group.
All right, guys. This has been Conversations with Ryan Richardson and featuring the Mustang Mafia. Thank you, guys. I love y'all, man, and I appreciate y'all. And, Brian, before we go.
I got one more thing. I want to shout out to all the boys, that are in this group. We love each and every one of y'all. Let's do this backpack giveaway and let's make it strong.
All right, this is Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO 990 AM. Peace and love. I'll see you guys next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.